We begin the new Maimarimir. It's a hemshech of two Maimarim, Achron Shel Pesach, Tovshin Tezvov, and the Maimar following, which is Parsha Shmini, Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Iyar, Tovshin Tezvov. It's a hemshech. It's a hemshech of two Maimarim where the Rebbe explains the Giluyim of Lasad Lavei. And these Maimarim here are famous. They're very deep Maimarim, Be'ikir Naskala, and understanding how the Gilui of Gli Gvul comes into the world, Loss of Lavai. There's also a little bit of Aveda, these Maimarim, but Berubai Kakuloi, these are very deep Maimarim here. Just giving you a heads up that this is not going to be simple. Maybe she will help you to understand. You see over here, in the beginning of the Sefer, they have printed some of the Rebbe's answers to questions that they had on this Inyan, on the Maimar of Parsha Shmini, which was the second Maimar of this Hemshech. So the Rebbe gave detailed answers over here in the Pshat of the Sinyan. It's printed in the beginning of the Sefer, which is pretty unusual for this time period, Tovshin Tezvav, to have such a kind of detailed answer. Okay, let's begin. The Eibishter's glory will be revealed in the world, and the Eibishter's glory is described as Kvoid Havaya, the glory of the name Havaya. And all flesh together will see Kipi Havaya Dibur, that it's the mouth of Hashem that speaks. So V'hainu Shebein On Yonim Sheiz Chatshul Asad Lavai, amongst the things that will be when Mashiach comes, the new revelations Asad Lavai B'Bias HaMashiach, with the arrival of Mashiach, Yieh Gam HaChidish, is what it says here in this Pasuk, Divinigla Kvod Havaya V'ro Kol Basar Yachtov Kipi Havaya Dibur. What is the chiddush of the revelation of the level of Kvoid Havaya? Hine, so first of all, the name Havaya is Hoy, who's Hohoya Hoy V'yikachad. The fact that past, present, and the future is all in one. Shalomailam is Manamokim. We're speaking about a level of Holocaust that's beyond time and space. So any level of Holocaust that's related to the Metzius of the world, which is made up of time and space, is not Hoy Hoy V'yikachad. So even other levels of Holocaust, Shem Elokim, obviously, on the level of Shem Elokim, actual time and space does not exist there on any level beyond the existence of our world. But nevertheless, Shem Elokim is the source of, and it's related to, the union of Zman HaMakim. It's related to a Metzius of a world in Teva. Hoya Hoive V'yia Kechad means it's a level of Holocaust where the Metzius of the world is not Tefes Makim B'chlal. The Metzius of the world is defined by Zman and Makim, and this is a place where there is no Metzius of Zman, there is no Metzius of Makim. It's beyond anything related to any other Metzius outside of who the Eibishter is. It expresses the Eibishter unlimited. And that's the level that will be revealed in the world, Lasadavi. In order for there to be a revelation of such a level of Avaya, Afile Bavonav Asakabulvad. Now there's that different levels of revelation. One level of revelation is, even if it's not mamish fully revealed, but at least on a level of understanding, level of comprehension. When a person understands something, you can't say that it's fully open and revealed to him. Even something which is in a distance, even something which you don't see, but there's an ability to understand. And things that you understand, someone could come and argue with you about it, someone could come and refute the idea that you have. Have a level of understanding. Understanding is a certain level of revelation, but it's not full and real certainty. That's one level of revelation. Umikol shekein, and even more so, definitely, shiyia gili baifin shel hakara. When a person comes to understand something, not just with a intellectual understanding, but there's a recognition. When there's something that you have a deeper, there's a word for it in English, a hakara, when there's something that resonates with you, something that is truthful in your head, in your mind, where you feel it, you know it, something that you know personally, something that's closer to you. It's a deeper level of revelation. More specifically, especially when you see something. When you see something, that's the highest degree of revelation, l'chayra. Because it's something that you see, that's pshitas, you know it for a fact, nobody can argue with you about it. It's not something that there's, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, and you have a cheshbin, al pisechel, it comes to a conclusion, this is the way it is. Riyah is pshitas, you see it and without any questions, without even having to think about it, b'chlal. So to have any level of revelation on any of these levels, definitely on a level of enigma, that it's revealed, and v'ro, to see a level of havaya, there's a tremendous level of effort and work that goes into this, where the neshama has the capacity to be able to see the truth of the Eibishter, havaya, on a level of ri'iya. But in order for a person to come to the point that his neshama should have the ability to taka, have this level of avana vasage, hakara, and ri'iya, it's a tremendous lifetime of aveda, and even then, lav dafka, a person is zeiche to come to such a level where his neshama can see this. So this is all with yigiya rabba vatsuma, tremendous intense effort. So the chiddush here that it says that will happen when Mashiach comes, shiya gili davaya, that the revelation of this level of lakus, name of avaya, will be ba'ifin shori'iya be'eni basa. It'll be simple and straightforward for everybody and anybody without any yigiya. Just like you open your eyes and you see the gashmis in front of your eyes, everybody will open their eyes be'eni basa v'ro kol basa and see the Eibishter. That's the chiddush. It'll be in a pshitistig way without any yigiya rabba v'atzuma. Just simple. Hey, nagilu. So that's one prat over here. But get to the chiddush. So we understand we're talking about the name avaya. We're not talking about a level of a lakos which is limited on one level or another in relation to a metzias of a world. We're talking about a level of havaya, and we're talking about the gilu of havaya in a manner of pshitus without any yigiya rabba v'atzuma. But there's more details here regarding the level that will be revealed. Because the Lashon of the Pasuk is Kvod Avaya. And then afterwards it says Pi Avaya. So there's two different things that the Pasuk says here. It could have said it in the Pasuk all together as one. V'nigla, v'ro, kobasa, yachtav, Kvod Avaya. Or it says, the Pasuk divides, it's two different things. V'nigla, Kvod Avaya. And then v'ro, kobasa, yachtav, ki Pi Avaya dibra. So the Rebbe explains, hey, Nagila de Bechinis Kvod Avaya. So what we're referring to over here is both the revelation loss of the level of Kvod Avaya, the glory of Avaya. Shekovid hu or makif. The expression of Kovid is something which is makif. Just like it is Bepashtus, when there's a certain person that is a level, has a certain stature, a certain prominence, he demands respect. He walks into the room even before he says anything, even before you hear his wisdom or before you see his behavior. But a certain kavod about him that he demands. So the kavod is in your makif about the metzias. So over here also, an expression of kvod avaya, it's a oyer makif. That's the type of kvod avaya. And the hein, agile de bechines pi avaya. And then the second half of the pasuk where it uses the expression of pi avaya, shu oyer pnimi. Pi avaya refers to a daga that comes down through an expression of peh. The peh, when a person speaks, he's relating and focusing on communicating something specific in relation to someone else that will be able to understand and listen. So that's the pnimi, a level of lakus that relates and affects the world in a pnimiistic manner. Both of these revelations, they're both related to havaya. The Rebbe is not making a distinction between a level of lakus that is related to the limitations of the world or a level of lakus that's above the limitations of the world. Both of them are havaya. In Avaya Gufa, there are two levels, the Ur Makif of Avaya and the Ur Pnimi of Avaya. And the Hagilu, that's the two darkest here. But then there's another point here we see in the Pasik, Vahagilu Yeh Ba'ofin Devero Kol Basa Yachtov, Da'ino Lekulam B'Shova. The revelation is going to be open, clear, direct, Ri'iyah. And it's not going to be a giloy to someone that's a bal madrege, someone that achieves it, someone that works on it. It's going to be a giloy to everybody equally. L'kulam b'shava. K'moy shekasa b'makam acher, as the Pasuk says in another place, this is the Siyum HaRambam, as we just made 2 days ago. K'mol ha'oretz deyos havaya, that the world, the entire world, oretz refers to everybody that's living on this earth, will be filled with deyos havaya. We'll have the knowledge of the Eibishter. There's no distinctions here between one person on one level, another level. And then the Pasuk says, Ki kulam yedu oisi. Everybody will have the knowledge of Hashem, l'miktanam bat gdolam. From the smallest, from the lowest level to the greatest level. Kulam b'shove. Everybody on the same level. So in these Pasukim here, it uses the terms of deyo and yedu. But In our pasuk here, it says v'nigla and v'ro kolbasar, physical seeing, pashtus, when a person sees something with his physical eye. So just like over there, it says kulam. So over here also, it says v'ro kolbasar yachtav. It means that the re'iyah will be for everybody b'shava. That's the chiddush here in this nevuah. Navihine yedua, so it's well known shachon lechola and yaram shi'elosad lavoi. The preparation and what brings about all these giluyim. Lasad lavoi hi al yidei or aveda bezman hazeh. Through the aveda now in our times. So befrat bezman hagolus, specifically in the aveda bezman hagolus. This is the aveda today is what causes. What's the preparation to bring about this revelation? So on one hand, this is a chiddush that only shayach lasad lavoi. Today, this level of giluy is not shayach b'chlal. On the other hand, though, the hachana and the cause of what brings about this gilui is dafka the aveda of today. This is also based on what we're learning now, Perek Lamed Zayin and Tanya, the famous line in the beginning of Perek Lamed Zayin and Tanya, that al yidei masenev avedesenu and dafka b'meshach zman agolos, that is what brings about the giluim of Lasad Lavi. So hachana l'gilui shem avaye, what's the preparation? For the gilui of shem avaye when Mashiach comes, yimashakoso v'avadetem es avaye l'keichem, that you serve the Eibishter. The pasuk is saying that you serve Havaya Elokeichem. So this pasuk itself is describing the kitzer, what is the nature of the aveda of Zman Hazen, specifically in Galus, that brings about the gilui of Havaya. So haynu shetia avedaschem kol kach, that the yid's aveda should be to such an extent, at shepchinas Havaya, shepirushe, hoya hoya v'yia kecha, that the level of Havaya, as I said before, which is when hoya hoya v'yia, past, present, future is all one, there's no time, there's no existence of a velt, that level of a lakus, tia etzlechem, bepchinas alakechem. That level of a lakus should be your God, meaning ki'iluhu alakim shalachem. It becomes your energy, or as it always says, that the taitsh of alakim refers to the kayach of the person. The pnimius and the kayach of the person should be what? Not a level of lakus that's related to the world, any level of hagbala, but havaya, hoya hoya v'yia ke'echot, should be the life of the person. That's the kind of aveda that brings about the skill of havaya, that it should be in the mitzias of the world, b'pshitus. Havaya and elekechem says the whole thing. Havaya is bligvol, elekechem means it becomes your life. Your life meaning that it's b'pashtus, what you live with. Asad lavai, diri'iyah, it'll be b'pashtus to what we open our eyes and we'll see this. This is caused by this kind of aveda. This will bring the revelation of avaya. Asad lavai shazel, mashakosov, v'niglok, v'edavaya, v'ro, kobosa yachtov, kipi avaya diber. That's in the code of this pasuk. So in the rave of the maimer, the Rebbe is going to explain the Askola the chelik of this maimer, Rubik Akula of the maimer is going to explain how is it possible for there to be such a kind of revelation, Lasad Lavi. And then in the last chelik of the maimer, the Rebbe explains a little bit the Aveda that brings about this kind of revelation. So what's the big question on this? It's Tzarech Lahavin.
How's this Aveda of Shaykh today?
Right. How is it possible this Aveda today?
Not the Aveda. If you believe the Gilui, it's going to be a Gilui.
Well, Maida Lamata, but the whole Chiddush here...
Yes, like Aveda, if you look, I can't show
you. No, the whole Chiddush, what the Rebbe is saying is, of course... What's the Chiddush between the Gula of Mitzrayim and the Gula of Lasad Lavi? The Gula of Mitzrayim was Maida Lamata. The Eibishter came down, and we took Yidin out of Mitzrayim, whether they were ready or not. The whole chiddush of the Gula Mitzrayim, different than the Gula Lasad Lavi, that is different than the Gula Mitzrayim, is that it's going to be caused all milmata lamayla through Aveda. So this whole gilui of nigla kvayd avayi, even though the pasuk describes it as a gilui milmayla, but nevertheless the ikke chiddush is that it comes through Aveda. Rebbe says that in this pasuk gufa, in other places the Rebbe teaches that you see here it says first v'nigla kvayd avayi and then it says v'ra'u. V'ra'u kolbasa. The main emphasis in this pasuk is not just the gilui milmaila, but the fact is that v'ra'u kolbasa, that it's a re'iyah where the mitzias of the velt itself recognizes and sees it. It's coming milmata l'maila. It'll change the mitzias of internally. It'll change the mitzias of the velt gufa. That's the main chiddush of Lasad Lavi. In order for that to be accomplished, it's dafka through aveda. Avadatim es avaya l'keichem. Okay, we'll see. It's Hashem Dem
Shechenyin. The whole reason why you have the is because if you have the Avaya, the whole world will be
fucked. Oh, that's the question that the Rebbe begins with in Sif Beis. We'll see. That's the whole Arichas here in the Maimah.